masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah the Almighty, dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we'll listen to The Last Savior with a new point about doubts and misconceptions on Mahdaviya, Mahdism, and related issues. Dr. Murtaza Karimi, specialist on Islamic theology, is with us today. Today, Mahdi, imaginary figure or real one?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters, and welcome to another edition of the program, The Last Savior. If you have been following our program, you know that in the recent episodes, we are answering some doubts and misconceptions mentioned by one of the Wahhabi scholars. Today, inshallah, we will answer another a claim of this scholar as mentioned in one of his books. He claims that the genealogists and the scholars of history, they have explicitly mentioned that there was no child for Imam Askari alayhi salam, or Hassan ibn Ali al-Askari as he mentions. So he claims that we have the scholars of history and genealogy, and they have mentioned that Hassan Askari, whether they believe in him as an imam or not, did not have any child. So the claim of the Shia that Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam had a child and he is the Mahdi is baseless. To answer this doubt, first we ask this scholar that when you're talking about these scholars of history and genealogy, do you mean the Shia scholars or Sunni scholars? So when it comes to Shia scholars, there is no doubt you cannot find even one Shia scholar of history and genealogy to reject the birth and existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now, for the sake of argument, imagine that all the Sunni scholars of history and genealogy unanimously they have mentioned that Imam Askari alayhi salam did not have any child. Does it bring about any weakness in the concept of Mahdism as believed by the Shia? Not at all. I mentioned in the previous program that it's an illogical expectation from the Shia to base all their viewpoints on the viewpoints of Sunni scholars and Sunni sources. Although, as I mentioned, many of the Shia beliefs are in a way that they can be proved based on Sunni sources. So this is the first answer. The second answer, which is more important, is that contrary to the idea and claim of this Wahhabi scholar, we find that there are many scholars, I mean Sunni scholars of history and genealogy, that they have confessed, they have explicitly mentioned that Imam Askari alayhi salam had a son. So naturally they do not believe in Imam Askari alayhi salam as an imam for them, and they do not believe in the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam to be an imam or Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the point is that we find among Sunni scholars of history and genealogy those who have mentioned that Hassan Askari alayhi salam, who is believed by the Shia to be the 11th imam, he had a child who is believed by the Shia to be the 12th imam. And that is enough for us, because the claim is that no one has witnessed to the birth of an existence of a son for Imam Askari alayhi salam. And the answer is that this is not the case. There are many Sunni scholars of history and genealogy who have explicitly mentioned that there was a child for Imam Askari alayhi salam. Because of the importance of this topic, I tried my best to mention some examples to prove this idea.
IRIB English Radio you're listening to.
This is the last savior which comes to you.
False claimants to the position of Al-Mahdi. Doubts and misconception of the reappearance of Imam Al-Mahdi.
I begin by quoting from the book Al-Kamil by Ibn al-Athir, the famous Sunni scholar of history, volume 7, page 247. When he talks about the events of the year 260 after Hijra, he says the following. He says, وَفِيهَا تُوَفِّيَ الْحَسَنُ بْنُ عَلِيُّ بْنُ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَلِيُّ بْنُ مُوسَى بْنُ جَعْفَرُ. And he continues the chain all the way to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says, in the year 260 after Hijra, Hasan ibn Ali, son of Imam Hadi, son of Imam Baqir, son of Imam Ar-Ridha alayhi salam, all the way to Imam Ali alayhi salam, he passed away. وَهُوَ أَبُو مُحَمَّدْ الْعَلَوِي الْعَسْكَرِي. He is Abu Muhammad, and وَهُوَ أَحَدُ الْأَئِمَّةِ الْإِثْنَيْ عَشَرْ عَلَى مَذْهَبِ الْإِمَامِيَّةِ. He is one of the 12 Imams, according to the Shia. وَهُوَ وَالِدُ مُحَمَّدٍ. And he is the father of Muhammad. So he had a child. His name was Muhammad. الَّذِي يَعْتَقِدُونَهُ الْمُنْتَظَرُ بِسَرْدَابِ سَامِرَّةِ. And this Muhammad is the one that the Shia are waiting for him. Of course, to claim that he's in Sardab is a baseless idea when we, criticize this idea in one of the previous episodes. So Ibn al-Athir explicitly mentions that Hasan Askari alayhi salam, who according to the Shia is one of the Imams, he had a child and his name is Muhammad. Although he calls Muhammad as an Imam for the Shia, but he doesn't reject the fact that Imam Askari alayhi salam has had a child. The claim was that the scholars of history and genealogy claimed that Hasan al-Askari, that is Imam Askari, our 11th Imam, did not have any child. I mentioned that there are some scholars from our Sunni brothers who believe that Imam Askari alayhi salam, he had a child, although they do not believe neither in Imam Askari nor in Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as their imams, but they confess to the fact that there was a child for Imam Askari alayhi salam, and that is enough for us. I quoted from Ibn al-Athir, and now I quote from Ibn Khalakan, another famous Sunni scholar. In his famous book, Wafayatul A'yan, volume 4, page 176, he says the following. He talks about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam himself. He says Abu al-Qasim, so his kunya, his honorific title is Abu al-Qasim. Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Askari. He is Muhammad, son of Hasan Askari, son of Ali al-Hadi, son of Muhammad al-Jawad. So he introduces Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam as a historical fact. And then he says that ثاني عشر الأئمة الاثنين عشر على اعتقاد الإمامية. According to the Shia, he is the 12th Imam. Not only that, he continues and mentions about the year, the date of his birth. كانت ولادته يوم الجمعة. He was born on the day of Friday, منتصف شعبان, on the 15th of شعبان, the year 255. And he continues, when his father passed away, he was only 5 years old. So you see, this Sunni scholar in details talks about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his birth, his father, his age when his father passed away. And it is another proof that Imam Askari alayhi salam had a child.
Let's have a short break. You are with the last savior from IRIB English Radio.
على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders, and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to your listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. Dr. Karimi has spoken about doubts on the existence of Imam al-Mahdi. Now the continuation of the program.
We go to the next Sunni scholar, and that is Ibn al-Azraq. He is a famous Sunni scholar, and he mentions the following. He says that إن الحجة المذكور ولد 19 ربيع الأول سنة 58 و200 وقيل في 8 شعبان سنة 56 وهو الأصح. So this Ibn al-Azraq, who is another Sunni scholar, he also talks about the birth of Imam Mahdi عليه السلام. Ibn Khalakan in Wafayat al-A'yan, volume 4, page 176, he is quoting from Ibn al-Azraq. Because according to Ibn al-Azraq, the date of the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam was different. He mentions two viewpoints. But the point is that regardless of the correct date of his birth, Ibn al-Azraq also believed that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam had a child, and he was born on a certain date in Rabi al-Awwal or Sha'ban. The next Sunni scholar in our list is one of the most famous Sunni scholars, one of the most prominent Sunni scholars, and that is Zahabi in his famous book, Siyaru Ahram al-Nubala, volume 13, page 119. He talks about Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as follows. Al-Muntazar al-Sharif, he is the one who is awaited. Abu al-Qasim, his kunya is Abu al-Qasim. His name is Muhammad, son of Hassan, son of Ali al-Hadi, son of Muhammad al-Jawad. And he continues all the way to Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he says that, الَّذِي تَدَّعِ الْإِمَامِيَّ عِصْبَتَهُمْ. He is the last Imam of the 12th Shia, that the Imamiyya, the Shia, claimed that all of them, they are infallible. وَلَا عِصْمَةَ إِلَّا لِنَبِيِّ. But Dhahabi himself says that, according to me, only the prophets are infallible. وَمُحَمَّدْ هَذَا هُوَ الَّذِي يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْخَلَفُ الْحُجَّةِ وَأَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ الزَّمَانِ وَأَنَّهُ صَاحِبُ السَّرْدَابِ بِسَامِرَّا أَنَّهُ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ حَتَّى يَخْرُجْ. Then he continues and says that the same Muhammad that I mentioned, he is the one that the Shia believe that he is their Hujjah, their proof, the owner of the time and age, Sahibu Zaman, he is alive, he will come and fill the earth with justice, and so on and so forth. Again, as you see, first of all, Dhahabi mentions his viewpoint. He says that Muhammad is son of Askari alayhi salam. But then he attributes to the Shia the special viewpoints of the Shia, and he says that I do not believe in them. But the point is that he believes in the fact that Imam Askari alayhi salam had a son, and his name was Muhammad, that is Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. There are some other Sunni scholars in the list, like Himawi and also Zirikli and Ahmad ibn al-Hajar Haytami, Shablanji, but because of the shortage of time, inshallah, I will talk about these Sunni scholars in the following session.
That was Dr. Murtaza Karimi. He has PhD on Islamic theology. He has spoke about doubts and misconceptions on Mahdi's existence. We finish our today's program. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next program. Allahumma.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hassan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.